the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. Don't miss the Commodores.
Born. On March 5th, 1658, the world welcomed little baby Antoine Cadillac. The founder of the city of Detroit had an unusual welcome into the world.
Congratulations, Mom and Dad, it's a brand new Cadillac!
Antoine Cadillac, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump tweeting today about the House Democrats' expanded investigation into his administration.
The president tweeting 81 letters sent to innocent people to harass them. They won't get anything done for our country. The tweet coming a day after the House Judiciary Committee's request for documents was sent to dozens of individuals as part of a large-scale investigation into President Trump's potential abuses of power.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Another departure from the Trump administration, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb is stepping down after leading the agency for nearly 2 years. He led a campaign to crack down on opioid abuse, rising drug prices, and underage vaping. No major moves on Wall Street. Stock indexes closing in the red today as U.S.-China trade concerns still weigh on investors. Dow falling 13, the S&P down 3, the NASDAQ 1 point lower. This is Fox News.
Check this out.
Coming soon, Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson star in Beauty and the Dweeb.
Every morning when I wake, I see his big ugly face, and the people in the town say,
what the hell?
Because how could such a beautiful woman love such a hideous monster?
Pete is gross! Pete is gross! Sunken eyes and a big nose!
It's Beauty and the Dweeb. Hopefully this won't last.
Here come Pete and Kate. Don't know why they date. Beauty and the Dweeb.
Just how does that happen? How does somebody as openly miserable as Pete Davidson, who's got nothing? Now, look, I realize that. Kaneka, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Here's what's going on the other side, folks.
It's like Cody Island down there.
I picked this up from the Twitter feed of David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com, must read daily. Somebody named Captain Mabel says, let's get all behind the dump Trump movement by taking a dump outside your nearest government office. Extreme times require extreme measures. What extreme times? Captain Mabel, what are you talking about? Are we in a depression? Are we at war? If anything, we've had kind of an outbreak of peace. So what extreme times are you talking about? Is there a horrific inflationary spiral going on? Great Depression? What? What extreme times are you talking about? I'll be taking a dump live on Periscope with my fellow resistors outside the city of Seattle building on Virginia Street this weekend.
What?
They're nuts! This is Trump derangement syndrome. What extreme times are you talking about? Somebody not eating? What? What extreme times are you talking about? You just don't like him. You liked Obama. I don't want to live in a country where we elect a president because he's cool. He's cooler than the other guy. We had 8 years of that. And where did he get it?
Well, it is a popularity contest.
Yeah, but it should be one of ideas, not...
That's the theory.
Not,
whoa, I had Jay-Z and Beyonce, my favorite billionaires, to the White House. And all the bitches and hoes, and all, you know.
That's another thing, war on women, And then he invites the most misogynistic songwriters on the planet in for a party. And you didn't dare say anything about it, because, well, you know. Let's see. He's been, Occasional Cortex has been a lightning rod of great stuff.
Oh, yes.
So let's see. Today she says, you know, when I got to D.C., I was told that it's considered off-limits to report on a member's family, love life, etc. Unsure why that consideration is suspended for me. Really? Also, for those who asked how I learned to handle pressure, try being the only daughter in a Latino household. Oh, my God. Try being the only daughter in a Latino household. That's what qualifies you for what, war? I was told that it's considered off-limits to report on a member's family. This woman is just quite simply out there. Really? You haven't heard these stories over the years? Not just on one side or the other, but from Bill Clinton and Monica. I don't recall those rules being suspended for them. Or some of the other pervy congressmen we've had on both sides of the aisle. But she thinks that she's not going to get... Who does she think she is? She's the princess bitch. It's unreal. How could anybody... So what did David say? He said, somebody sure as hell lied to you, little girl. Good for him. What, I mean, what a piece of freaking work. James Wood says, bend over, America. Democrats have got your back. And more. Oh, this D.W. Berkeley 1989 prediction. UN predicts disaster of global warming not checked. See, we keep getting these 10-year passes, and we're still here. We were just outside. Air looked pretty nice to me.
Yeah.
Clear, clean.
A little cold.
Well, yeah. But we're, you know, it won't be long before we'll be complaining about the heat.
True.
It is a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Ah.
No.
Hey,
Joey, how you doing?
Nah, yeah.
Aw, man, come on. It's a pretty day outside. It is cold, but, I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yes, it is.
It is gorgeous, yes.
Hey, Dan, not Dan, I'm sorry.
On days like this, a man's thoughts turn to...
Greg,
well.
Hey, I called because I heard something a little weird, and I wanted to make sure I heard it right.
What?
You just say Obama was cool?
No, I didn't say he specifically... I did hear a lot of people say that about him, but frankly, that went out the window when I saw him in his mom jeans throughout the first pitch at the All-Star Game in St. Louis in 2009.
Hey, listen, man. You can't
he looked like the winner of the run, pass, and kick like a girl competition on SNL.
Hey, you can't be cool all the time, man. You got to take a break. It's a tough job being cool. It's a tough job having swag and, like, you know, just...
Cool is not a job.
It's
a being. You either are or you're not.
That is true. That is definitely true.
You can't teach cool. I've never been cool.
I know you don't. But I got to say, for all of, and this is my personal opinion, for all of the presidents we have, if I must say so myself, I think Obama was the cool. I really do. Just because I feel like he kind of came with a different approach than most, but I don't know.
He could have been the greatest president in history if he was just a conservative and not a communist.
Yes.
I would have knocked people over to vote for him if he had been advocating something good.
Well, wait, hold on, Jason. What about Bill Clinton playing the saxophone on late night television? That was pretty cool.
Hall, that was cool.
Yeah.
And Reagan, I think if Reagan was like, had like the internet and all of that in the 80s when he was the president, he would have been in the running as well. I think the internet would have propelled him higher because he was always like this like Hollywood heartthrob or whatever.
Well, you know what? Ronald Reagan's been propelled to the heights he has through history because as time passes. They always say you should never judge a president until 20 or 30 years after they're out of office.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
His I mean, look, I lived through the Cold War. I participated in air raid drills. I watched duck and cover, and we worried about the frickin' Russians coming after us with thermonuclear warheads. And
yeah, that doesn't sound like
fun. And he brought the Soviet Union down without firing a shot or killing a single individual. That's pretty amazing.
And I think Teddy would have been like Teddy Roosevelt was like the Putin of his day and age. Like he's the dude. He was like that rugged guy.
Yeah, that's a very good metaphor. It really is.
So I think there've been like you said, there's been some throughout time, but I would say the most recent one I would have to give it to Obama, and then the saxophone, like Joey said, Bill would have to come second in like the past like six.
Well, and Bill Clinton, man, that guy's policies are so, like, I don't agree necessarily with Clinton's policies. And even when I know Clinton is lying and spinning, he's so damn charming. Like, well, I'm going to lie to you.
He still gets away with it.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
he's such a swordsman, but he's got a bent.
He was the original Teflon guy. Like, nobody ever gave him a hard time. That he couldn't like live through. He could outlast it, and I guess that's kind of sad. But it also speaks to that cool factor you were talking about earlier, Greg. He just had it.
Yes, you either have it or you don't.
You guys have a good day.
Alrighty, thanks for the call. Well, now what do you want to do? We've already stirred up enough trouble. Let's go happy. Should we roll call?
I think you should.
In my weakened condition?
I mean, if you play hurt, sometimes you rise beyond your normal abilities.
I'm going to give that real serious thought. Real serious thought. Did you hear about what Pabst is doing, the brewing company? They're going to produce a whiskey that is aged 5 seconds. I'm not making this up. Pabst is going to produce a whiskey that is aged for 5 whole seconds. Truth.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Whiskey. Distilled, then aged.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Get it on the truck.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Whiskey. Taste why aging makes a difference. Pabst Blue Ribbon 5-Second Age Whiskey. Because 10 seconds would be a waste of time.
That's real? Not the bit you just played, but like they're actually making it. So they're like aging it under like high pressure or something?
I've got the story here.
So usually whiskey needs to sit in a nice charcoal barrel for a while and get all those unique flavors.
To me, it all tasted like iodine. I didn't care.
No, my brother's kind of taught me this. He, on his my birthday, he came in, he bought a really nice bottle of whiskey, and he's like, I've been really into this lately, Joey. So do a single drop of water. The first sip is not going to taste amazing, but then let it settle on your palate, and now try it. Now what do you taste? And it was true. It was like vanilla notes and all sorts. It was unreal. Really cool.
In order for Pabst to do this, the label has to be approved by the government, and because it's a regulated beverage, and the ribbon or the label says aged 5 seconds. As you mentioned, most whiskeys are aged in oak barrels. Mm-hmm. In fact, I bought many, many years ago down in Florida, Publix was selling whiskey barrels.
Oh, wow.
They were actually whiskey barrels. We use them for planters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they looked really cool, so I bought one. It was not easy to get in a 96 Nissan, I'll tell you that, without scraping the leather and everything else. But it was hot, and by the time I got home, I almost felt hammered because the aroma from the cask is still in there. Usually they're aged years. That means this is probably a white whiskey, which is basically moonshine. The kind that Otis the Drunk. Those are my favorite episodes of Andy Griffith, too. With Otis and, letting himself in jail and stuff. By law, whiskey has to be aged, but there's no requirement for how long.
Interesting.
So it's possible they're circumventing the law just by pumping it into oak barrels for a few seconds, then straight into bottles. And it'll be 80 proof. And then, as long as we're talking about liquids and flavors.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is an advancement or just an indication about how lazy we are. But Heinz was experimenting with a product called Mayo Chup, which is a combination ketchup and mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
And a mayo mustard combo called Mayo Must. And I guess they were happy with the results because they're going to start seeing these on the grocery store shelves.
See, I don't really like ketchup that much. Like, I don't hate it. But I'd mix mayo and mustard together. I don't know if I need it pre-mixed.
That's the thing.
It's kind of like remember the layered, like, peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
That's too goopy. The goober crap?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That to me, like, what are you, a moron? You got to have your peanut butter and jelly in the same jar to make a sandwich? Are you that pathetic? I wasn't a big fan of that.
Plus, I like to put on copious amounts of jelly when I'm making a PB&J. Good peanut butter base, lot of jelly.
What's the best peanut butter?
Ooh, it's been a while. I don't know.
Peter Pan.
That's good. You're not a Jif guy?
I'd eat it.
Yeah.
I have an interesting, for some reason, whenever I'm having, like, chili, I love a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with that.
See, I fell out of being a peanut butter connoisseur because I lived with a guy who had a very dangerous peanut allergy for 4 years.
Oh.
So I just didn't eat peanuts. We didn't even have them in the house. So I kind of lost touch with what's the best brand and this sort of crap. I just grab whatever. I usually do natural peanut butter with honey. It's healthier, apparently.
But, well, there have been studies. I don't have one handy, but peanut butter is a good brain food.
Yeah.
I really believe that. You could tell from listening to this show, this rocket science hour we put on here every
afternoon. Lots of healthy fats in that peanut butter.
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to go ahead and set up a roll call then.
Okay. As long as you're up to it.
Because if I've learned one thing from the last 10 days, you could be dead. And you'd hate to get there and say, wait a minute. There's one more thing I want to do. So we'll roll call. It's 419. What does that mean? We play the song, Nothing from Nothing by Billy Preston. I kind of get my fingers and hands limber, bouncing from sound effect to sound effect. So we'll have some fun.
Kapooyah!
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. As we roll on through the 4 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the boulevard, and it's moving pretty well for this time of the afternoon. There's delays at the traffic lights, but no major problems. You'll slow down at Troy Highway, at Vaughn Road, and at I-85. Speaking of the interstates, they're running along just great this afternoon. No problems on 85 or on 65. You will get a slowdown in just a little while if you have to go into the downtown area, so watch out there. Folks headed to Wetumpka don't have any problems at all. It's a smooth ride all the way up 231. A little slowdown maybe at Redland Road and at the casino, but other than that, you've got a great ride on the way home. If you're headed to Prattville, you can pick 65 or 31. Both are running along great. Keeping your pets safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about, and training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She's the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. President Donald Trump says he will visit Alabama on Friday to see the area devastated by a tornado that killed 23 people in Lee County. Trump says it's been a tragic situation, but a lot of good work is being done. The president said he's been in regular contact with Alabama Governor Kay Ivey. The tornado that hit Sunday was the nation's deadliest in nearly 6 years. Officials, meanwhile, have released the names of 23 confirmed fatalities from that tornado that hit Lee County on Sunday. Search and rescue efforts continue in the hard-hit community of Beauregard. 90 people were also injured in the storm. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley is coming to the capital city. Haley will be the keynote speaker at Faulkner University's annual benefit dinner that is scheduled for October 3rd. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders for your latest news watch, Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Freeze warning in effect again tonight. In fact, the next couple of nights, we're going to see some freezing temperatures. With clear skies tonight, the overnight low temperature by dawn drops to about 27. Tomorrow, more sunshine. I think we'll be in the mid-50s for a high. Then one more freeze on Wednesday night, but we'll warm up a little bit on Thursday. I think we're back to about 63 for a high, near 70 on Friday. Scattered showers returning by Friday, and maybe some storms over the upcoming weekend that need to be watched. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Be, Joe.
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I came home. The front door was unlocked. I walked in. I couldn't believe what had happened to us. Mom!
Parents all over the country can't get rid of their millennial children.
Mom, I'm hungry!
I mean, he's 28. He went to college. He had a job for a year. He quit. He still lives in his old room.
Please, give what you can to help these grief-stricken parents all over the country.
Mom, internet's down again.
I can't take it anymore. It's bankrupting us.
Give what you can to help. Go to parents who can't get rid of their millennial children.org and donate today.
Hey, you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm
a total bumbling idiot.
See, even somebody like him will get something right once in a while.
Oh, cheats and liars.
For the most part, yeah.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have
Houston, we have a problem.
If you wanna be with me.
Isn't that right, Mr. Poopy Pants?
From nothing leaves.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be with me.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
You're so naughty.
Snap out of it.
I'm sick of this.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Bad.
Cause that's evil.
Excellent.
It's too cold for me.
You're absolutely correct.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
You are a meathead.
Cause that
mind. Let's get nuts.
It's too low to see.
You have made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
Holy!
Oh, you're bad.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What is wrong with you?
And I'm not snuffing.
He's a tool.
Believe you me.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
You dumb man.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Did you get a little tappity-tap?
My stories suck.
Oh, mama.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
Do it again. I like it.
I'm dumpy, Bevan.
Why is that?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Go watch it, pervert.
You gotta have something.
Score.
If you wanna be with me.
It's unbelievable.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
This thing is nuts, man.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
My little darling, it is love at first sight, is it not? No?
Need some wood?
Gotta get the bread and milk.
It'll be in the freezing area tomorrow, but not quite that cold.
We'll give you a 9.5.
I think that's a very generous score, considering I got off to a bit of a...
Well, let's not even talk about it.
An awkward start.
Let's not even...
Oh, I'm not blaming, you know...
No, but let's just let it pass.
So it shall be. We'll let it pass. Oh, God. Fox is... Oh. Let's see what's that. Oh, I got a 9.8 from Chuck Courtney.
Oh.
That was very generous.
Appreciate it. Very generous, yes.
Who you... what are you doing on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
I have two... they host a podcast together, two brilliant professors who are kind of conservative libertarian, mm-hmm. James Harrigan and Anthony Davis. They have a podcast called Words and Numbers, where they take on things like the craziness of AOC and the Green New Deal. But well, also, one topic I'm going to bring up with them, because they did a brilliant podcast on this, was the idea of the good old days. And they said, looking at the data, and almost every measure you can come up with, the good old days weren't all that good compared to today. And I'm going to get into that with them.
Can I didn't finish college, but could I ask a question?
Well, certainly.
When you say the good old days weren't really the good old days, is that because we have technologies and toys and things today that we didn't have then?
That's part of it, but it's also that...
Because I would argue...
You're also able to buy more with less.
That's true. You know, yeah.
I mean, the one thing that's... People, for instance, what they did is around 100 years ago, what's progress been in 100 years? And the one thing that a minimum wage or an average worker can't buy very easily is a home. Compared to a minimum wage worker today would have to work over a decade to afford a home. But compared to the average worker 100 years ago, they're worse off, the minimum wage worker today, on that measure of home buying. But homes are a lot better than they were, say, 100 years ago.
This is true.
So, yes, it's become more expensive to purchase a home, but there's a lot more to a home. So they go through all sorts of different measures, like how much time would you have to work to get a loaf of bread, to make a phone call, to enjoy whatever it is in life.
You know, if you shop at the food outlet, you don't have to work as long to
it's
buy that loaf of bread.
Just cost plus 10%, right?
Cost plus 10, you can get a loaf of bread for less than a buck. It's the only place I know of.
That's pretty
And it's good bread, too. Hey, look, you know, you think I go there because they advertise? I went there with Larry Stevens, the great Larry Stevens, and we went through the store. This is, I think it'll be 6 years this year, and I have been there every week since. And that's for, and every once in a while, like, couldn't do anything about it. I wanted the guys to have BLTs, but they didn't really care about the lettuce. But I had the four strips of Kanaka bacon, beautiful ripe red tomatoes on sourdough bread with mayonnaise and a sprinkle of pepper.
Ooh, yeah, that's how it should be done.
So the lettuce wasn't too terribly missed. But last time I realized I didn't have lettuce, I stopped at a store that's close to here.
Mm-hmm.
$3.99 for a head of lettuce.
Good Lord.
It's 84 cents at food outlets.
It's mostly water.
Yeah. So I will take that anytime. And that, you know, you save the money and I can use that on other things. I'm not sure what, but I've got lots of things. I've got shows, to, you know, doing great at AUM. Goose is going to become a homeowner on Monday. That blows me away.
It's unreal.
Because I remember the I think it was a birthday where she got Barbie's dream house. Let me prepare you, because it's possible that one day you'll meet a woman and you'll have reproductive urges with this woman.
Okay.
And it's very possible that
I already have those urges.
Things will, but they could lead to the production of a little
Joey.
And you're going to go through phases.
Mm-hmm.
And I could go to the Kmart on University Drive in Davie, Florida, to the exact aisle I was standing in when Janelle said, I'm just not that into Barbie anymore. Because I'd say, you want to go look at the Barbie stuff? And I didn't cry.
It was like the end of an era.
Yes. And that's what you go through. So on one hand, the memory of that, the Barbie dream house is as fresh as yesterday. And now it's Gooseville. and everything's going great. Marianne's on the phone. Hey, Marianne.
Hey, good afternoon, you handsome guy.
It's for you, Joey.
And Greg, I'm so sorry you're feeling so bad, okay?
I appreciate that.
In the meantime, I'm going to go
back
to
But you know me, I do not come on the radio trolling for sympathy.
Let's see if I can do this right. You good little soldier boy.
Oh, thank you. I feel so...
Our brave little soldier boy.
I feel so hurt. Why, who does that remind me of? It's reminding me of somebody from the past. I think I just heard a ghost go through the room.
Yes. But, hey, I'm calling because you just did the roll call, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Joey, what was your score?
9.5.
I thought it was like a 9.6, okay? And I usually am in agreement with you or in between 84, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, Southern Wood. But, Greg.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want you to get upset with me about this.
Okay.
Because you've only started this recently.
Yes.
But you have a hot key that I think you need to add to the roll call.
Which is
Unity.
Oh, how can I forget?
Did I do it right? I don't know, Joey. I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what that's about.
Unity.
But Greg, did Emily do that?
It came up I forget how it came up. All I know is that the brilliant Rusty Aldridge captured it and sent it to me, and I love it.
Well, now you know why you're better than television. But, Greg, seriously, think about adding that one in there, okay?
No, I've got it. I just got to remember to use it. So if I roll call tomorrow, and Joey, I'm giving you the assignment as the executive senior junior producer of this show to remind me to put a little
Unity
into the roll call.
Okay. Unity!
Sure.
I'm practicing this.
Man,
for my
I'm
family,
thinking out okay? loud here. I could play, for example, as the song's going on.
I don't like you.
And then follow it with
Unity.
This could work.
I really like this. I've got to pull this on my family. It's where I'm trying to figure out how I plug it in.
You know, it's weird. Do you ever? Oh, I'm gonna be reluctant to bring up channels I watch on TV because I'll get
it. Because it might be the Smithsonian. Watching
well,
the
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about the Smithsonian.
Oh, go ahead.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
They had because I wasn't feeling that good.
Right.
So I do something, then I just go and rest for a little bit. And they had, there's a show called The Secret, The Lost Tapes.
Oh.
And they told the story of Apollo 13 using nothing but news actualities, actual mission control. And I'm telling you, if you love the movie Apollo 13, which I do, even though Tom Hanks is annoying. Every time I watch the movie, you realize what an incredible triumph. The man that orchestrated that sat in that chair, Gene Kranz, a great American. I actually got to talk to that guy. Of all the people that have come and gone in this studio since I've been here, that was the best moment with a guest.
Right.
It really was.
You just can't, I mean, freaking legend. And played brilliantly by John Harris, is it?
Ed Harris.
In the movie. But the documentary produced exactly the same. It was perfectly orchestrated to draw you into the drama, reminding everybody of the malaise that, you know, two moon landings. Oh, we're bored with this, so what's next? What are you going to do next for an encore?
Yeah.
And
Greg, I love you guys.
Well, thank you. We love you, too.
Please get better.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
In fact,
Joey?
Yeah.
Watch him with the inhaler, according to what Emily was saying.
Oh, no. In fact, it's so funny you say that. It's almost like you're here because I have a new inhaler from Dr. Love.
Oh, really?
And I have to do this once in the morning and once in the afternoon.
Okay.
So
yeah, well, don't let him grab it every 5 seconds.
Oh, no,
it's not a cigarette. It's not a cigarette, Greg.
Okay.
Nicely done.
I love you guys. I love you guys. Y'all, please be careful, okay?
Will do.
And Unity! Bye.
Now you made me exhale all my medicine.
Unity!
$43 for this little keychain
thing. But it's going to get you better.
Oh. I'm ready to launch myself out of the seat right now. Hey, Gino.
Good afternoon, folks.
How are you?
You remember when back when they dropped the atomic bomb, everything but advertising had atomic on it. Atomic this, atomic that.
Oh, yeah.
They did sell you over and ground a bomb shelter and give you 10 years to pay for it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was, it's kind of funny. Anyway, you guys have a great day.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I watched Them, which is a 50s black and white science fiction film. And it's actually a movie that somebody like John Carpenter should consider remaking today.
What channel was that on? I'm trying to learn about you and your generation.
It was on the old people's movie channel.
That's not a real
Turner
thing.
Classic.
Oh, Turner Classic. Okay.
And it's science fiction goes, and given the time it was produced, it's a well-told story.
It's called Them.
Them, with an exclamation point.
Ooh.
It's about ants that are affected by, it's in the desert, and, you know, the inference is that all those atomic bombs produce these giant ants.
They're giant?
And a colony that tunnels all the way under Los Angeles from the desert.
So they're attacking from tunnels?
Well, it's interesting how they get to the title, Them. Because they find a little girl wandering through the desert with this blank look on her face. Pretty good little actress, too. And all these stupid movies from the 50s, they all have one thing in common. They all got to have a scientist. Some guy in a white coat who knows everything. And the scientist, even though he is being consulted by four-star generals and, you know, the Defense Department and all this, the scientist has complete control over everybody. Doesn't even say what he, you know, this guy, I guess, was a bugologist or whatever they call them. I didn't graduate college, so I don't know those words. And he's an old dude. They always, you know, an old fuddy-duddy dude who nobody dares question. So he explains, you know, what's going on with these ants and how to...
So he's an entomologist?
Yeah.
He studied insects.
Yeah, he's got expertise in that. And his daughter works with him. And she's semi-hot, and James Arness kind of has a thing for her. Hmm. And he's real. I mean, he is so over-the-top macho in this movie, it's disgusting. Were you listening the morning we did the coffee ads from the 50s?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, God. I'll play those after we come out of this break, because they ran. I mean, these were agency-produced ads that they thought would sell coffee. And you hear them today, and it's like, really? That backwards, huh? What if you only needed one company to take on all of your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider with over 500 service pros, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology. You can learn more about this amazing company at cspire.com. That's the letter C, SPIRE.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
As we close in on the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around, and the busiest place we can find is the Boulevard. It is busy all the way around, especially on the south side between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. There's also a lot of folks on the east side of the Boulevard trying to get onto I-85 and the Atlanta Highway. Look out in those areas. If you're coming out of the downtown area, it's pretty crowded until you get up to Ann Street and Federal Drive. After that, it's going to lighten up just a little bit, and then traffic will pick up again around Eastdale Mall. The area around Taylor Road is really busy, especially around East Chase and Vaughn Road, so watch out there. And look out on I-85 as you are headed towards the downtown area and the interchange, because things are starting to slow down there. It's going to back up as the traffic comes out of the downtown area this afternoon. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start March 6th, and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Officials, meanwhile, have released the names of 23 confirmed fatalities from that tornado that hit Lee County on Sunday. Search and rescue efforts continue in the hard-hit community of Beauregard. 90 people were also injured in the storm. President Donald Trump says he will visit Alabama on Friday to see the area devastated by a tornado that killed 23 people in Lee County. Trump says it's been a tragic situation, but a lot of good work is being done. The president said he's been in regular contact with Alabama Governor Kay Ivey. The tornado that hit Sunday was the nation's deadliest in nearly 6 years. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley is coming to the capital city. Haley will be the keynote speaker at Faulkner University's annual benefit dinner that is scheduled for October 3rd. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news watch, Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
From the Fox Business Network, all Wall Street stocks struggling for direction today on Wall Street and ending slightly lower. Investors are concerned about the outcome of the ongoing trade talks between the U.S. and China, with the Dow falling 13 points, the Nasdaq down a point, S&P 500 down 3. And shares of Ross Stores falling in the extended session after the retailer beat fourth quarter earnings expectations, but said it's taking a prudent approach for 2019. Meanwhile, shares of Urban Outfitters rising more than 3% after the company beat earnings expectations. And shares of Kohl's soaring up over 7% today after reporting higher sales in the holiday quarter and giving an upbeat outlook for 2019. And its stores are going to be getting a new neighbor, Planet Fitness. The retailer says it will lease or sell the empty space at 10 locations. The new neighbor won't share doors with Kohl's, but the company hopes that those who frequent Planet Fitness will also stop by at Kohl's to buy some fitness trackers or sneakers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Freeze warning in effect again tonight. In fact, the next couple of nights, we're going to see some freezing temperatures. With clear skies tonight, the overnight low temperature by dawn drops to about 27. Tomorrow, more sunshine. I think we'll be in the mid-50s for a high. Then one more freeze on Wednesday night, but we'll warm up a little bit on Thursday. I think we're back to about 63 for a high, near 70 on Friday. Scattered showers returning by Friday, and maybe some storms over the upcoming weekend that need to be watched. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I want a dog. I'm so sick of coming home alone and having no one to talk to. Of course, he'll just stare at me with a tilted head and a blank expression, but that's no different than some of the guys I've dated. And if I had a dog, he'd be waiting for me by the front door, wagging his tail and panting happily. Also, a lot like some of the guys I've dated. And of course, I'd have to housebreak him, wipe pee off the floor for a few weeks, and wait a second, let me think. I want something that has doggy breath, lays around on my furniture, whines when he hurts, barks when he's upset, has to be fed, and generally stinks. I don't know whether to call the pound or matchmaker.com. Never mind. What was I thinking? I don't want something that poops on my carpet and chews on my furniture. I better call the pound.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
450 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I was reading, you know, sometimes with Twitter, my Facebook stuff all goes out on Twitter. But I follow people like James Woods and Mr. Blackman and some sports writers and stuff. And when you're not feeling good, you just bring the page up and see all these things come in your feed and so forth. And I was just looking at my feed, and David Blackman had a tweet from Queen Latifah, who says, until she sees 100% positive proof to the contrary, she believes Jussie Smollett.
Wow.
Dumb. Now, Joey was, how did we get to the coffee pot ad thing? We were talking about, 50s stuff.
Yeah, right.
This is an actual ad that ran on TV in the 50s, and this is how they were selling it. I think it's Folgers. I'm not sure.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
Pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee. You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plates.
Douchebag.
See you later.
Yeah.
And he didn't even kiss me goodbye. You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax. So, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers? Tastes good as fresh perk. Good as fresh perk. I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
Serve it naked.
Hey, great coffee.
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh perked?
Better.
Better than those girls make at the office.
Honey, their coffee can't hold a candle to yours.
Instant Folgers taste good as fresh perked.
Wow.
Really?
The undertones of that were...
Coffee kind of make me nervous when I drank it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever drank a cup of coffee and
felt
that way.
I've actually dialed way back on caffeine.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to make other changes.
Wow.
And
don't know if I'm ready for this.
Look, it's not like all of a sudden the butterfly is going to show up here one afternoon. This will be a process.
Next, you're going to be telling me that you don't like Barbie anymore. Oh, man, that was a good one. That was a joke that's acted like a decongestant, ladies and gentlemen. You okay? Gross. But necessary.
It needed to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So, we still have one more hour of hilariosity and dislodging phlegm until the Joey Clark Radio Hour at 6. Terry Adams at Clearing the Air. How is the much-beloved and glorious?
He seems to be doing well. I see him every night now, at least in passing.
We will be at Baumhauer's tomorrow. I'll be the one wearing the surgical mask. We are going to do an event at the downtown Baumhauer's. We weren't able to work out the logistics for tomorrow night, so we'll be at regular Baumhauer's, but we're still celebrating anniversaries and birthdays, and just like David, come by, say hi. And we are, though, we have another big anniversary coming up in end of April, first week in May. And we're working on a downtown event for that, and it's going to be special. We're going to roll out the red carpet. Lots of free food and stuff.
Well, cool.
It's going to be special, yeah. Kim Shutter's nuke facility. I thought Trump had started World War III. Stephen Walt is a professor of international relations at Harvard. He wrote in the prestigious Foreign Policy magazine, The Tragedy of Trump's Foreign Policy. He delivered the expected cartoon image of Donald Trump, blah, 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 blah. He inherited a policy that aided and abetted North Korea's acquisition and development of nukes and ICBMs, just like Iran and everybody else that hates us that we gave nukes to. I don't want to blame any president in particular. Did you see the billboard that somebody, I don't know who put it up, but they put it up right across from CNN's corporate headquarters, so you can't miss it. It's huge. CNN supports a divided Korea. In other words, because Trump didn't come back with a complete agreement on his second meeting with Kim Jong-un, it was a failure.
Mm-hmm.
This is how desperate they are. They want him to fail. Bill Maher would probably have a party if he nuked one of our cities just because it would make Trump look bad. And that, my friends, is called mental freaking illness. And there's a lot of it going around. 4:56. Let's see how the roads are doing. Fox News coming up. Brett McDonald will talk. Since we had those good jobs numbers, I'm kind of curious to know Well, the market was a little on the flat side today. Not bad, just flat.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
As we close in on the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around, and the busiest place we can find is the Boulevard. It is busy all the way around, especially on the south side between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. There's also a lot of folks on the east side of the Boulevard trying to get onto I-85 and the Atlanta Highway. Look out in those areas. If you're coming out of the downtown area, it's pretty crowded until you get up to Ann Street and Federal Drive. After that, it's going to lighten up just a little bit, and then traffic will pick up again around Eastdale Mall. The area around Taylor Road is really busy, especially around East Chase and Vaughn Road, so watch out there. And look out on I-85 as you are headed towards the downtown area and the interchange, because things are starting to slow down there. It's going to back up as the traffic comes out of the downtown area this afternoon. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start March 6th, and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. The College for Real Careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. And we got a spot for you down here to get some fun times going. We'll cook up fresh seafood. We rent out pontoon boats. We got an RV park under construction. If you ride by and see what's going on every week, it's kind of getting a little bit more exciting. Sunday afternoon is the excitement. This week, Jeff Jensen's in town. Jeff brings his rockin' blues up here to the Capital Oyster Bar. We love Jeff. He'll get the crowd energized. And let me tell you something we don't talk about. It's my crew in the back. You know, I got a great crew that puts out all that great seafood. Talking about Marcia, you know, she keeps everything running. I got Daryl back here in the back. He's the head man. I got T. Cook, old Twan over here on the grill cooking up those good ribeyes and that amberjack. And then I got Jay over here on the fryer. You want something fried, make him work hard Friday and Saturday night. Dry up those shrimp and scallops and that good old fried fish with something fresh from the Gulf. So y'all get down here soon. Come hungry. We're looking for you. We're having a good time and we miss you.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.